Welcome to This Youth Generation, working to improve the quality of life for youth in our community. I'm your host, Dion D. Price, author and youth life skills coach. I'm looking forward to engaging you on the topic of critical issues concerning today's youth generation by way of informative edutainment through storytelling, discussions, and interviews. If you're a parent, educator, or youth worker, this program will be a valuable resource for you. Let's get to it. This Youth Generation, Dion Price, Life of a Youth Worker, Life Skills Academy. There's something going on right now that's interesting in youth culture and mainstream culture, is that what is normally considered acceptable, respectable, and behavior that is advisable, being upright, right, is considered corny these days. And what is traditionally should be ill-advised behavior or inappropriate behavior or something that is considered disrespectful, negative energy is considered acceptable now, or they call that, or gangster. Well, these behaviors are more admired now. And what's happening is the trends have changed and influenced young people to follow fashion trends and any type of behavior that's considered now gangster or thug, that's popular now. And if you're walking around respectable and being expressing yourself or having good manners or something, that's considered corny. High profile, and in youth culture, it is challenging for parents and youth workers to encourage young people to behave themselves with good manners and respectable behavior when their peers are telling them now that that's corny. So they're being ridiculed for proper behavior. High profile example is, there's a football player who's married to a pop singer, and he's a respectable guy, but because he doesn't speak with a gangster, thug, street dialect, he's not covered in tats, he doesn't look like some of the fashion trends that some of the high profile hip hop culture is expressing. He's not tatted up, dreaded up. He's a respectable guy, but he's considered corny because he doesn't fit that popular mold of being street gangster thug. That's sexy now. That's popular right now. It's absolutely backwards. There is a popular actor, right? Mainstream actor in a series. He's being ridiculed and accused of being corny because he doesn't, you know, carry himself in a way that the most popular mainstream hip hop gangster or mainstream images are portraying now. He's not gangster enough. He's not thug enough. He's not street. He's not displaying these behaviors that are what some may consider inappropriate or disrespectful, because now he's considered corny, right? That's where we are these days. And here I am, and many of you may be doing the same thing, trying to influence and raise or mentor young people when the entire peer pressure of the mainstream culture is telling them to do the exact opposite. Wear your pants over your waist. That's corny. Not having excessive piercings and tattoos. That's corny. Not speaking in a disrespectful, profane, laced dialect. Speaking respectfully, saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. That's corny. But if you got an edge to you, you gun-toting, you gangster, you thugged out, you're popular, you're the man. And if you're not, you're getting ridiculed. Absolutely unbelievable. And now we have mainstream, high-profile individuals validating these behaviors, which is absolutely nonsense. There's a popular mainstream NBA superstar going through it right now because he is following that negative trend, trying to be gangster, trying to be thug, not want to be labeled corny, and trying to prove that he's that. And he doesn't really come from that lifestyle, but he's going out of his way to try to prove. This is a multimillionaire on a major NBA team in a position that millions of people would love to be in. And he's on the brink of losing it all because he's trying to prove and follow a trend of trying to fit that negative stereotype of wanting to be gangster, wanting to be thug, following, right? That's how simple we are. Now, we heard this before. All it takes is one bad decision to cost you everything. Something we tell our young people often. I'm sure you told yours this as well. This is absolutely, but it's not surprising because it's absolutely scriptural. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad associations spoil you for happiness." Isn't that exactly what's going on now? We are being misled. Whatever's popular, whatever's on social media, whatever's on mainstream, we follow. I'm doing my very best as a father, as a mentor, as a youth worker, to try to set an example that you don't have to be following trends. You ain't got to be tatted up, gangstered up, and all that to maintain respect. Okay, call me corny, call me what you want to, but call me righteous, right? There's also a scripture at Romans 12, 2. Stop being molded by this system of things. Right on the money. These words were written 2,000 years ago, yet they are right on the money and trending today because our Creator knew exactly what we'd be going through because wisdom and divine wisdom is relevant always. Think about that for a minute. You have a young person in your life, males and females, that are following these trends, and what was unacceptable behavior is now absolutely acceptable now. What was unacceptable at one point is now advisable and acceptable. We're absolutely backwards. It makes it more difficult for us as parents, youth workers, and mentors to direct our young people and redirect them because we have to be their eyes and ears. We have to hold strong and not compromise to these trends and continue to guide them and root them in principles, right? And not compromise our morals and ethics. And continue to counter these negative stereotypes that have them misled. Everything is not corny. Just being respectable is not corny. It's all good. What can we do as parents, youth workers, and mentors to help counter the negative stereotypes that our young people are facing, to make them empower them to say it's okay for you to behave yourself in a respectable manner? People are going to call you corny because you're educated or you speak with correct English or you don't follow trends of extremes. They're going to call you corny, but it's okay. Empower yourself. I will be that. But at the end of the day, see where that leads and see where that leads other people who are following those negative trends. So I'd love to get your feedback on this. Join this conversation. What are your thoughts on this? What experiences are you having in this regard? Do you believe that these influences are having a negative effect on our young people? Just a thought, just a message. This youth generation, Deion Price, just a humble servant trying to make a difference. If you appreciate this type of programming, like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this program, download the podcast or subscribe to the channel. We appreciate your support.